At the Shelburne Hotel, Dublin, Ireland, I was standing at the desk in conversation with the clerk when a little wire-haired Irishman entered, very much bedraggled and well lit up with refreshments. He approached the clerk in a rather belligerent manner.
I want to get a room.
Yes, sir. What kind of a room would you like?
I want number 37.
I'm very sorry. I couldn't let you have 37. That room is occupied by Mr. O'Reilly.
I know very well it is. That's me. I just fell out the window.
Little Philadelphia Irishman returning home from a Patrick's Day parade, very tired, dropped into one of those quick lunch restaurants at the table opposite a very dignified Englishman just ordering.
But waiter, I shall have an English chop, if you please, medium rare. Some mashed brown potatoes, celery, and a pot of English breakfast tea and some rolls, thank you.
What will you have?
I want some Dublin stew with Irish potatoes and a pot of green tea.
Anything else you wish?
Yes. I wish that Englishman had said something.
Two Irishmen wandering through the Regent's Park Zoological Garden, London, passed by the kangaroo enclosure. One of them calls to the other.
What are them things leaping about, Martin?
Well, John, I'm ashamed of your ignorance. A schoolboy, I'll tell you what them are.
I never saw them before.
Well, I'll tell you what they are now, so you'll know again. They're kangaroos, natives of Australia.
Oh, Lord, my sister married one of them.
Little Boston Irishman embarked in the grocery business on a very small scale. After a rather stormy career of several months, he had to make an assignment. There's a meeting of his creditors called, and he appears before them, very dejected.
Well, here I am, gentlemen, and I haven't a dollar in the world. But I didn't run off. I'm here for you to do what you like with. Put me in jail if you like, or cut me up in little pieces, and each one you take a bit.
One Irishman present, to whom he owes $8 for cheese.
They're going to cut you up, Dugan. All I want is a bit of your gall.
Little Irishman, Fairmount Park, Philadelphia, watching an artist drawing a landscape. The artist turns, speaks to him. Ah, my good sir, perhaps you're interested in art and have seen the lambent flame of dawn athwart the east, the golden flood of sun at noonday, the purple twilight gathering, and then the black clouds of night blotting out the shuddering moon.
No, I never seen anything like that since I quit drinking.
Fisk O'Hara, the well-known romantic actor, recently purchased a new motor car in Boston. He's maneuvering it around the Fenway Park Circle, very much absorbed in the mechanism, loses sight of a traffic regulation. Big Hibernian policeman on duty.
Stop! What do you want to do? Kill everybody in the park? Pull into the curb here. Give me the number of that car. What's your name?
My name is O'Hara.
O'Hara? Well, now, goodness gracious, young fellow, why don't you be a little careful? Go on about your business.